Hello everyone, this is Nidhi, your English coach. In today's video, we're gonna learn about notice writing, which is a very important writing skill whether you are writing board exams or preparing for any competitive exams. You definitely should know the correct format and the correct way of writing a notice because notice writing comes under short composition in English writing section. Since notice is a formal document, it should follow a proper format. There are so many formats available online, but in this video, we'll understand a standard format of notice that will be valid for all your exams. So let's see what's the format of a notice. First, we write the name of the organization. Right at the very top, you write the name of the organization or company or any institution, maybe a college or school, that is issuing the said notice. We write it at the very top so that the reader can decide if the notice is important or unimportant to him. Also, it's very important to clear in the beginning only which organization or institution is issuing the notice. Now, just after the name of the issuing authority, we put the keyword notice and that too in block letters. This is definitely required to draw reader's attention that some important information is provided here, so he would definitely read it. Many students get confused and they write the keyword notice at the very top. Basically, you first write the organization's name and then you write notice. Now, to the left-hand side to this keyword notice, we write the date on which the notice has been published or issued. This date can be written in any format, as in you can write it as 21st January 2021 or you can write it as 21st 1 2021. So that is up to you, both the formats are acceptable. Then after we move on to an appropriate heading to the notice, we may also call it a title or a topic. This heading is written to clear the purpose of the notice, as in why are you writing that notice, so it's always good to underline it. And now comes the main content of the notice, we also call it the body of the notice, where we'll provide all the relevant details or information about the topic which we mentioned at the top. At last, at the end of the notice, you will write the name and designation of the notice writer. The notice also have to be signed by the same person to keep it valid. So this is the correct format of a notice which you can easily follow and can get good marks in your exam. The entire notice is of 5 marks. Now we talk about the marking scheme of a notice. You can get full marks in this short composition if you take care of these 4 important points. So the 4 pointers which I told you in the starting, that is the name of the organization, the keyword notice, the heading or the topic and the date at the left. If you write all 4 things in a proper sequence and neat and clean, you will definitely get 2 marks for it. Then for the content, which we call the main body of the notice, we get 2 marks. Make sure you don't make any spelling mistake or any grammar mistake in your content. Then you get the half mark for writing the name and the designation of the notice writer. At last, you have to put the notice in a box and you get half marks for that. And please, don't be lazy, use a ruler to draw a proper box. For grade 12, this year CBSE has devised the marking scheme. Now the notice will be of 3 marks. 1 mark for the format, 1 for the content, and 1 mark will be given for the expression. We'll move on to the main content or the body of the notice. To write a good notice, it's very important to understand the main purpose of a notice. So the purpose of a notice is to announce or display information to a specific group of people. A well-written notice must inform the reader about 5 W's, that means 5 questions, and their answer should be in the notice. Let's see these 5 W's. Number 1 is what. What is the notice about? The notice should be clear about what's going to happen. That can be an event, that can be an occasion, that can be a competition. So that need to be cleared in the notice. The next one is where. Suppose the given notice is about an event or maybe a competition, then it is must for you to mention the location of such event. Where did the event took place or where is it going to take place? So the venue and the location should be clear in the notice. Third point, which is very important, is when. That means the date. It tells you more about the time and the date of the event happening. As in, when is the event going to start? And if possible, when is the event going to get ended should also be mentioned in the notice. Fourth point is who. Here you mention the targeted group who are eligible or can apply for a particular competition or an event. In other words, who the notice is addressed to. And the last point is whom to contact or apply to. That is the issuing authority. If you want to ask any query or want to submit your form, who would you contact to? That should be mentioned in the notice. So in a notice, these 5 points are very important. When the reader is reading the notice, these 5 information should be legible in your notice to avoid any kind of confusion. Now we'll see some examples of notice writing. From here you can catch some of the good phrases or ideas of how to start and finish a notice in a proper way. But before that, I'll tell you some quick tips that you need to focus on before you start a notice. The notice should be presented within a box. I've already told you this, right? If you don't draw a box, half of the mark will be deducted, so don't make that mistake. A very important tip, write the sentences in the notice in the passive voice as far as possible. Let me give you an example for this. If you want to start your sentence like this, our school is organizing an inter-school competition. You'd better write this as an inter-school competition is being organized by the school. I haven't used any personal pronoun in the sentence. So from here, the next rule. We should avoid using personal pronoun in the notice as much as possible. As in, never start a notice with I, we, you or our school. Try to write the sentence in passive voice, okay? Next, all the sentences should be short and grammatically accurate. The word limit for the notice is 40 to 50 words and only the words in the body of the notice are counted. So try not to exceed the word limit. It should be between 40 to 50. Now you're all set to write a notice. So let's see the example. In this video, I'll tell you 3 examples of notice writing which are more likely to come in your exam. The first notice will be about a school competition. The second one is a lost and found notice. And the third one will be a notice for a school trip or an excursion. Let's begin. You are Nitin or Neha. As the president of the language club of your school, you have organized an inter-school debate competition on the occasion of annual day celebration in your school. Write a notice in about 50 words informing the students of your school about the competition. The name of the institution, Delhi Public School, New Delhi. Dated, 21st Feb 2021. The keyword, notice. Topic, inter-school debate competition. Main content, an inter-school debate competition is being organized by the language club on the occasion of annual day celebration as per the details given below. Date, 18th Feb 2021. Time, 11 a.m. onwards. Venue, school auditorium. Topic, traditional education versus online education. Interested students can get their name registered with their respective English teachers. Name of the notice writer, Neha or Nitin. Designation, the president of language club. And now draw a neat box with the help of a pencil or a ruler to get the rest of the half mark. Next example. You are Rahul Mehta, the head boy of Modern Public School, Noida. You have been asked to write a notice regarding a wristwatch found on the school playground. Write the notice in not more than 50 words. Invent necessary details. Let's start writing the notice now. Modern Public School, Noida, dated 3rd Feb 2021. The keyword, notice. The topic, lost and found. The main content. It is to inform all the students that a wristwatch was found on the playground on 1st Feb 2021 during the recess period. Anyone who has misplaced a watch with a golden dial and a black leather strap can collect it from the undersigned within 2 days. That is by 5th Feb 2021. Rahul Mehta, head boy. The total word count of the main content is 50. Next example. The Students' Council of your school has organized an excursion to Goa for students of class 10th and 12th during the autumn break. as a president of the council, write a notice in not more than 50 words informing the students about the excursion. Sign yourself as Surbhi or Saurabh. Notice: the name of the institution, St. John's High School, Lucknow. The keyword: notice. Date: 25th September 2021. Topic: an excursion to Goa. Main content: an excursion to Goa has been organized by the school for the students of class 10th and 12th from 5th October to 8th October. The cost of transportation, lodging and food will amount to Rs. 4000 per student. Interested students are asked to enlist their name along with a consent letter from their parents before 2nd October 2021 to their respective class teachers. For any further query, you may contact the undersigned. Surbhi Saurabh, the president of school council. Now we complete all type of notice writings that you may face in your exams. I hope you found this video useful, so don't forget to subscribe to the channel. You may visit my channel for more paragraph exercises and other writing skills. Bye-bye.